Oh, and a clash inside the penalty area involving Chiellini.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Looks to me.
Came down quickly as the cannibal.
Take a bite.
And that's the third time.
Oh, dear. Oh. Dare I say it, that he's had a little bite at Chiellini. Put your flags up in the sky.
Oh dear, they say. Well, usually we play some of the great goal calls from the World Cup, but today, one of the great bite calls of all time, call it leaving your mark on the world's greatest sporting event. It's worth hearing this commentary from ESPN in full after the montage you just heard. Listen to this.
Oh, and a clash inside the penalty area involving Chiellini.
What's Chiellini claiming here? It looks to me, dare I say it, that he's had a little bite at Chiellini.
Surely not again. Surely not again.
Surely, yes, again. John Champion with the call on ESPN there. Yes, Uruguay star striker Luis Suarez has done it again, this time against one of the Italian defenders. The seconds after that bite, Uruguay scored, knocking Italy out of the World Cup. But in truth, no one is talking about the result. FIFA, which is soccer's governing body, has now officially charged Suarez with biting. And a process has now started in all likelihood that we'll see him kicked out of the tournament. Now, I want to remind you that we did warn you last month about this player, Luis Suarez. Here's Roger Bennett from the podcast Men in Blazers speaking with John just a few weeks ago. Listen.
Uruguay have a phenomenal striker, Luis Suarez, who will stop at nothing to score goals. He's got more teeth than Anne Hathaway, who he actually closely resembles. He's one, you Americans will remember, he's the guy that saved the ball again in the last World Cup with his hands to stop a...
Anne Hathaway was?
This guy, Luis Suarez, then presented the Oscars with James Franco.
He wasn't
very good.
Discussion about Luis Suarez's teeth there. So I want to go back with our executive producer, Rupert Allman. Before the start of the games, he gave us five golden rules for watching the World Cup. But Rupert, I think you left out a sixth one, which is watch out for Luis Suarez's jaws.
They're incredible. And the whole thing now is just this World Cup has had everything, absolutely everything. And now we have cannibalism into the mix. So FIFA have got a task on their hands because they need to sort this out, and they need to sort it out pretty quick.
We heard John Champion from ESPN saying, not again, surely not again, surely not again. A track record, football fans will know. You can go on YouTube and find three or four instances of Luis Suarez.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what's his problem?
He's been banned before. I mean, he does have a problem here. I mean, he goes back. The last one was when he bit Ivan Ivanovic from Chelsea, and he got a 10-match ban over that one. But you've got to take a listen to Suarez, because clearly he thinks that this is a bit of a mountain out of a molehill. And this is how he explained what happened in his post-match interview. It's just a translation.
I don't know what they have asked our coach about. The only thing I know is that those things happen on the pitch. I just collided with his shoulder. They are just casual incidents that happen during a soccer game.
I did not get to see the match. I did see part of the match, not that part, but I did go back and watch the replay. Not casual, not incidental. I'm sorry.
No, I think what's quite interesting is that there's still quite a lot of people talking about the idea where he apparently bit Chiellini. I didn't know anything apparently about it. I mean, you look at everything that's out there, and he goes in there with his gnashers, and we know he has more teeth than Anne Hathaway. We're clear about that point.
We've established that.
And he went in there. Now, here's the timetable. So Uruguay are still very much in this tournament, and they play Colombia on Saturday. And the chances are that FIFA have to make a decision. They've now charged him with biting. They've got to ascertain about what the punishment now is. Because the chances are, if Uruguay stay in this tournament, having Suarez still on the team for the rest of the tournament is going to be a distraction. And I think so far, the organisers feel that this has been an incredible tournament. The games have been fantastic. The atmosphere has been brilliant. And this, if you like, to kind of mix a metaphor, will leave a mark on the game. And they want to make sure this goes away fairly quick.
I tend to be a bit of a purist, Rupert, but to me, incidents like this, they're going to talk about banning Luis Suarez from the rest of the tournament. They're going to talk about banning him for a couple of matches. I'm the one who says somebody like this who has a track record, ban him for life. I don't know what you would have to say about that, but that's my final word on Luis Suarez, Uruguayan striker, who, as my boss Rupert says, left his mark on the World Cup.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.